So would you turn your Bible with me to the book of Matthew chapter 27.
你们翻到马太福音二十七章。
Verse 38. We will go some verses all the way until verse 53.
我们会一直有一些经文直到五十三节。
But let's take a look at verse 38.
我们来看三十八节。
This morning, my message is entitled The Ten Wonders of the Cross.
今天早上我的讲到的主题是十架上十件美妙的事情。
Tonight, I'm going to talk about 17 things about the wonderful death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天晚上我要谈到主耶稣在十架上受死的十七件美妙的大事。
So would you turn and look at verse 38?
所以你们看一下第二十三十八节。
Then there were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and one on the left.
当时有两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。
I want you this morning to reflect on the ten wonders of Calvary.
我今天要你想想看，在骷髅地上的十件很美妙的大事。
Most of us, when we read our Bible, we read it like a fast-speed railway train that goes very quickly through the scriptures.
很多人我们读圣经的时候，好像坐一个特快火车一样，高铁一下就读过去了。
But we never reflect, we never ponder deep enough to bring changes in our inner life.
但是我们却没有仔细的思考，仔细的默想，把那个功用放在我们生命当中。
So in verse 38, it talks about Jesus hung between two crosses.
所以这三十八节讲到耶稣这边钉十字架，两边有两个强盗。
The first wonder of Calvary is Jesus died for the thieves.
在十字架上第一个的奇妙大事就是耶稣是为了强盗而死的。
Why did Jesus go to Calvary? Because Jesus died for sinners.
为什么耶稣要上十字架呢？因为耶稣要为罪人而死。
Now, who are the thieves?
这个强盗是谁呢？
Thieves are people who steal money or committed a crime.
强盗小偷就是那些抢钱、偷钱、犯罪的人。
And the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 53,
以赛亚书五十三章那边讲，
750 years before Jesus came,
在耶稣来以前750年，
and in verse 12,
在第十二节那边讲，
he said Jesus died and he was making intercession among the transgressor.
他讲到耶稣要来死的时候，为那些犯罪的人来代祷。
Do you know that the reason why Jesus come is not just to glorify himself? Jesus come for you and me.
你知道吗？耶稣来不是为了要荣耀他自己，而是为了你跟我。
It's because of our sin that Jesus came.
是因为我们的罪，所以耶稣来。
What?Who put Jesus on the cross?
谁把耶稣钉在十字架上？
Pontius Pilate? The ruler?
是那个古罗马的皇帝吗？是比拉多吗？
No, it was not the power of Rome that put Jesus on the cross.
不是罗马帝国的权柄把耶稣钉在十字架上。
It was our sin that put Jesus on the cross.
是我们的罪把耶稣钉在十字架上。
If not for our sin, Jesus should not have died such a terrible death.
如果我们没有罪，耶稣就不用死在十字架上，死得这么难看。
Today you must understand you and I are responsible for putting Jesus on the cross.
今天你要了解，你跟我都要为钉死耶稣而负责。
You put Jesus on the cross.
是你把耶稣钉在十字架上。
We must understand this truth.
我们要了解这个真理。
And when we look at the cross,
当我们看十字架的时候，
we must say, Lord,
我们说主啊。
It was not the Roman soldier that put the spear and pierced your heart.
不是那个罗马兵把那个矛刺向你的胸口。
It was our sin that crucified you.
是我们的罪把你钉在十字架上。
So remember,
所以记得，
it was our fault that brought him to the cross.
是我们的罪把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Every time you look at the cross,
每一次你看十字架的时候，
it reminds you of once upon a time you have a part to play to crucify Jesus.
都提醒你，你曾经参与过钉死耶稣的那个过程。
I want to take a look at Luke chapter 23.
我看看路加福音二十三章。
Luke 23 and verse 41. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.
我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
The two thieves were criminals.
那两个强盗是一个犯罪。
But Jesus was an innocent man.
但耶稣是一个无罪的人。
Jesus had done nothing wrong.
耶稣从来没有做过错事。
The thieves say, we deserve what we deserve, but this man don't deserve to die of a capital punishment by the cross.
强盗说，我们所受的是因为我们应得的，因为我们做了，但是耶稣所做的并不是他应得的。
Jesus was a sinless man.
耶稣是无罪的人。
But he took our sins.
但是他担当了我们的罪。
2 Corinthians 5:21.
可以读后书五章二十三节，二十五节，
一节，
二十一节。
He who knew no sin was made sin for us.
那无罪的为我们成为有罪了。
He took our sin.
他担当了我们的罪。
As our sin bearer.
好像我们的罪也埋葬了。
As our sin substitute.
好像是我们罪的代替品。
He became the sin offering for us.
他让我们成为那个赎罪祭了。
And because of Calvary.
因为在十字架上。
Look at the wonderful thing he says in verse 43.
你看看在43节那边耶稣所讲的这么美妙的话语。
Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise.
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
It was because of Calvary that today you have a chance to be in paradise.
因为在十字架，所以我们可以到乐园里面去。
There is a beautiful paradise that Paul talked about in the third heavens.
在第三层天，保罗说到有一个美妙的乐园在那里。
You will not understand.
你不会了解。
Why Jesus must go to the cross?
为什么耶稣一定要上十字架？
If you don't go to the cross, your eternal destination is hell.
如果耶稣不上十字架，你永生就在地狱里头。
You see, when we talk about hell, we don't understand what is hell.
当我们谈到地狱，其实我们不明白地狱是什么样子的。
I remember there was one supernatural encounter when I was praying one day.
我记得有一次当我祷告的时候，跟神有一个超自然的相遇。
And God took me for a momentary experience of hell.
神带我有一刻短短的地狱的经历。
Have a glimpse of hell.
我稍微惊恐一瞥。
I don't know how come I was there.
我不晓得为什么我会在那里。
I felt I was in a dark tunnel.
我觉得好像是一个很黑的隧道。
And I could smell sulfur.
我可以闻到硫磺的味道。
I could hear the screamings of the horrible cry of men.
我可以听到人们的悲惨的叫声。
But what shook my being?
但什么东西使我感到震惊的呢？
Was I do not know how to explain it, but it's the terrible darkness that.Pierce my soul and cause great fear to come upon my life.
我不想怎么解释，好像那个很可怕的黑暗穿透我的灵魂，让我觉得非常的恐惧。
It lasted only for a few seconds.
只有七秒钟的时间。
But that darkness was tormenting me.
但是那个黑暗在折磨我。
And I cried out to God.
他压在我身上。
God, get me out of this place.
我说主啊，带我离开这里。
I can't take it anymore.
我没有办法再忍受了。
And God took me out of His great mercy.
神因为他的恩典就带我离开。
And now I knew.
现在我知道。
Why hell is a terrible place?
为什么地狱是一个这么可怕的地方？
Because the darkness that is there torments our soul.
因为在这里的黑暗在折磨我们的灵魂。
I don't know how to explain it, but He said you cannot take it for a single moment.
我不想怎么解释，不过你没有办法在里面待一刻钟。
Darkness is a terrible thing.
黑暗是很可怕。
The Bible says in verse 44, for 3 hours, from the 6 to the 9 hours, there was darkness upon the face of this earth.
圣经说在第四四节那边说，到了正午遍地都黑暗，直到深处，有好几个钟头的时间。
You know, for me to sleep yesterday, for until 26 hours to come here, and then lay on a bed on a 26 hours.
在我的旅程过程当中，二十六个小时过来，我可以睡在床上休息的时候。
Nothing compared to the 6 hours that Jesus hung on the cross.
我这些旅途的劳累都跟耶稣的六个小时在地狱里面黑暗是不能相比的。
Even you don't sleep for the next 48 hours, it cannot compare to the 6 hours that Jesus hung on the cross.
甚至你接下来的48小时你都不睡觉，都不能够跟耶稣的六个钟头的黑暗相比。
But I'm telling you, among the 6 hours, the most terrible thing was the last 3 hours.
但我告诉你，在六个钟当中，最后的三个小时有个很奇妙的事情发生。
Darkness covered the entire earth.
那个黑暗整个笼罩了全地。
That darkness tormented Jesus.
那个黑暗在折磨着耶稣。
And finally, the Bible says in verse 46.And Jesus cried with a loud voice, and he said, Father, unto thy hands I commit my spirit.
然后在圣经四十六节那边讲，耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。说这话。
That whenever you face darkness in this world,
所以我告诉你，在你面对世上黑暗的时候，
whatever agony that you go through,
不管你经过多少的痛苦，
whatever pain and sorrow that you go through in life,
不管你生命当中的痛苦以及悲伤是什么，
even you feel like you're breaking down, you feel that you want to end your life,
就算你觉得我已经支离破碎，我要结束自己的生命了。
Even in the midst of the most unbearable moments of your life,
就算在你生命中最无法忍受的时刻，
do what Jesus did.
你知道耶稣做了什么？
Father, unto you I commit my cause and my life.
天父，我将我的生命，将我的生命交在你的手中。
Because when you commit your trouble to God, God will sustain your soul.
因为把你的问题交给神，神会保存你的灵魂。
What happens after the cross?
在十字架之后发生什么事呢？
Go back and read 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 and 19.
彼得前书第三章。
It talks about Jesus who went down to hell for 3 days and 3 nights and he was preaching to the spirits in the prison in hell.
十八十九节讲到耶稣到地狱里面去向地狱里面被囚困的人为他们传福音。
Do you know that there are prison cells in hell?
你知道在地狱里面是有监狱的吗？
I have a prophet friend in India.
我在印度有一个先知的朋友。
He was taken into hell and had an experience called the 8 compartments of hell.
他被带到地狱里面去，他经历到在地狱里面那八个那个地狱的监牢。
And in hell there are many prison cells.
在监牢里面有在地狱里面有很多一个一个的监牢牢房。
If I were to describe to you, you will not be able to eat your lunch.
如果我很详细地告诉你像什么样子，你今天中午吃不下饭。
But Jesus went down to the grave deep beneath the earth.
但耶稣下到那最低最低的地狱底层。
And he was preaching to the spirits that were under the earth.
他对在地底下那些的灵魂来讲道。
I'm not sure about you.
我不知道你怎么想。
There are 3 worlds that we're living in.
我们活在有三个不同的世界里面。
We're living on the plane of the earth.
我们活在地平面上。
But there's also another supernatural dimension of hell and also a 3rd dimension of heaven.
还有一个超自然的地狱的层面，还有一个属于第三层的天堂的层面。
And the Bible says when Jesus was hung between 2 thieves,
但圣经说当耶稣在两个强盗当中被钉死的时候，
everyone who passed by looked up and they knew that that man was a criminal.
每个人经过都看到啊，这么一个强盗被钉在上面。
Because the Roman soldier only crucified a criminal in such a terrible way.
因为在罗马的士兵只有把最最坏的强盗是这样子把他钉死的。
So they pass by, look at Jesus, and he must have done a terrible crime.
所以人们经过看到耶稣说啊，耶稣一定犯过很严重的罪。
Men look at him as a criminal, as a robber, as a thief.
人看他是一个强盗，是一个犯罪。
That's what happened at the cross.
这就是十字架上所发生的事。
John chapter 3 verse 14.
约翰福音第三章第十四节。
He say when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. wilderness, so likewise must the Son of Man be lifted up before all men.
说摩西怎么样在旷野举蛇，人子要怎么样被举起来。
You remember in Numbers chapter 21 verse 9, how Moses created the bronze serpent.
你记得在民数记二十九章第九节那边，摩西怎么样做一个铜蛇吗？
He said, when you look at the bronze serpent, you will live.
他说当你看铜蛇的时候你就可以存活。
And we know that the serpent is a symbol of evil.
那个铜蛇没有错是一个邪恶的象征。
And John 3:14 say, as Moses lifted up that serpent, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
约翰福音三章十四节那边讲到，当那个铜蛇被举起来的时候，同样神的儿子也要被举起来。
You know what happened at the cross?
你知道在十字架上发生什么事吗？
When Jesus took our sins,
当耶稣担当我们的罪。
He became a sin offering.
他成为一个赎罪祭。
He became in a symbolic way a snake.
他成为一个蛇的象征。
Because he took the sins on his life.
因为他把罪放在自己的身上。
There were people who have a prophetic vision of the cross.
有人有一个先知性的图画照十字架上的耶稣。
And when they look at the cross, they say, do you know why it was darkness for 3 hours? Because when he took the sins, he was deformed.
你知道为什么我们看耶稣的时候会有这么多黑暗吗？因为当他担当我们的罪的时候，他的身体已经变形了。
And man will not able to see what took place for that 3 hours.
所以人没有办法看到在那三个小时当中实际上发生了什么事情。
Jesus became a serpent, even though he was a lamb of God.
就算耶稣是神的羔羊，但那一刻他成为一个邪恶的蛇。
For our sake,
为我们的缘故
，Jesus died for all of us.
耶稣为我们所有的人死掉。
That's the first wonder.
这是实际上第一个奇妙。
We did nothing.
我们想
to please him.
我们怎么样能够取悦他
？We don't know him.
我们不认得他。
We don't love him.
我们不爱他。
Yet he died for us.
然而他却为我们而死。
He died 2,000 years ago.
两千年前他死去。
And you and I then were stranger to him.
那个时候你跟我对他来说我们都不认得他。
Yet Jesus died for every stranger, for everyone that know him not.
然而耶稣为每一个还不认识他的人已经死了。
That's the great wonder of the love of God. Jesus died for the ungodly.
这就是神爱的奇妙，耶稣为那些不合神心意的人而死。
The second wonder of the cross.
在实际上第二件奇妙的事。
If you look back at our text in Matthew 27.
如果你看回到马太福音第二十七章。
第四十节。Verse 40 saying,Thou that destroyed the temple and built it up in 3 days.
你拆毁这圣殿，三日又建造起来的。
Jesus spoke in John chapter 2. He said, I will tear down this temple and in 3 days I will build it up.
耶稣在约翰福音第二章那边讲，我要把这个圣殿拆毁，三日之内要重建起来。
They couldn't understand.
他们不明白耶稣是什么意思。
Because the temple that Jesus pointed to took 46 years to build.
因为耶稣所指的那个圣殿花了46年才盖起来的。
How can a man say he can build up a beautiful building in 3 days?
人怎么能够说他在三天之内就盖好一个美妙的圣殿呢？
He didn't understand what Jesus was talking about.
他们不明白耶稣到底在讲的是什么。
Jesus was pointing to what Paul pointed to in 2 Corinthians 5:1, the temple that was built with hands.
在哥林多后书第五章第一节那边讲，那个圣殿是不用手所盖的。
Why did Jesus go to the cross?
为什么耶稣要到十字架上？
That's the second wonder.
这是世界上第二个奇妙的事。
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
And look at the second wonder.
看看第二个奇妙的大事。
Verse 15.
第十五节
And he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Do you know what is the purpose of Calvary?
你知道耶稣的十字架代表什么意思吗？
It's a living a surrendered life.
是要活出一个委身的生命。
He died for you so that you will no longer live for yourself.
他为你而死，所以你不需要再为你自己而活。
But live for him who died for you all.
而是为他而活，因为他已经为你死了。
It's not just carrying the ornamental jewelry of a cross upon your neck.
不是只是说带一个十字架的项链在你的胸口上而已。
But it's the cross in your heart.
而是那十字架在你的心中。
That you live not for yourself, but live for the kingdom.
你不再为你自己活，而是为了神的国度而活。
And then he continued in verse 17.
然后再来在第十七节里面讲到。
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The reason why Jesus go to the cross is to produce the new creation.
为什么耶稣要上十字架，就是他要有一个新的世代。
This word new creation in the Greek talks about a new species that have never been found on planet Earth.
这个新的时代，新的创造，在希腊文原文里面就说是一个新的物种，新的品种，从来没有人发现过。
It took Jesus to go to the cross that our human spirit can be born again.
因为耶稣上十字架，所以我们人类的人种可以重生。
It means that our human spirit are now being quickened and come alive through the Zoe life of God.
所以我们人的灵就可以被复活、复苏，以及跟神的灵相遇、结合。
So that your spirit who is now alive can be connected in communion with the spirit of the living God.
所以你的灵已经被复苏了，就可以跟神的灵有鲜活的相遇、接触。
The second wonder of the cross is for the new creation to be brought forth into planet Earth.
神在世上的第二个奇妙就是人的灵能够被重生，能够带到地上来。
You are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
你是圣灵的殿。
And the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you in your spirit.
神的灵住在你们的灵里头。
It is because of Calvary that today our spirit is able to come into covenantal connection with the Spirit of the living God.
因为耶稣在十字架上死了，所以我们的灵可以在耶稣在约当中可以来与他相遇。
About one and a half years ago,
大概一年半之前
I was eating my dinner in Taiwan.
我在台湾有一天我在吃晚餐的时候
And one day,
有一天
that evening,
那天晚上
A monk came down with a group of people.
有一个和尚带着一群人走过来。
I look at him.
我看着他。
He looked so familiar.
看起来很面熟。
Because he was a popular figure on television.
因为他是在电视上很有名的一个和尚。
He looked at me.
他看着我。
I look at him.
我看着他。
He knew who I am. I knew who he is.
他知道我是谁，我也知道他是谁。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Can I tell you something? Because I move in the prophetic dimension.
我能不能告诉你，因为我在先知恩赐上面运行。
I look at him.
我看着他。
I see an aura around him.
我看到他周围所有的东西。
You know what's an aura?
你这是什么吗
？You see like colors around him.
你知道在他的身边好像看到那个色彩云。
And because I could see the aura around him, I could know his spiritual ranking in the spirit world.
因为我看到他周围有那个彩虹般的色彩，所以我可以知道他在灵界当中的层次地位是什么。
I'm not sure about you. There are colors in the spirit world.
我不晓得这个在属灵界当中这个彩色色彩代表什么。
By the color, I know who he is.
但是看到那个色彩，我就知道这个人。
And when he was walking past me with a group of Christian friends eating, he just looked and stared at me.
当他走过我的时候，有一群基督徒都在那边吃饭，但是他就一直看着我。
Because he was looking on the inside of me.
因为他看到我里面内里的东西。
I allow him to see. I allow him to see.
我让他看到我。
You know, I learned how to open myself and how to close myself.
我知道怎么打开自己，怎么把自己关起来。
I open myself and let him see.
我打开之后，你看。
Because I want him to see something in the spirit.
因为我要他在灵里面看一些东西。
And I know he will have seen the bloodline, the blood of Jesus.
我知道他会看到耶稣的血在我中。
And he will know that I'm a different person from him. I'm a born again Christian.
所以他会知道我跟他是不一样的，我是一个重生的基督徒。
Do you know that in the spirit there is a bloodline around you?
你知道在灵里面，在你的周围有一个基督的血线在你的周围吗？
That's how you are identified when demons look at you. They could see the bloodline.
就是为什么当邪灵看到你的时候，他可以看到你身边有一条血线，他知道你是基督徒。
Praise God that we are born again.
哦，我们是重生的。
Amen.
Amen.
You are different from the rest of the 5 billion people that are living on the face of this earth. There are 6 billion, but at least 5 billion you're different.
你跟在世界上的六亿的至少五亿的人完全是不一样的，因为你是基督徒。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's come to the third wonder of the cross.
我们看在十字架上第三个奇妙的大事。
Let's go back to our main text in Matthew 27.
我们看到马太福音第二十七章
verse 43. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now. He trusted in God.
他倚靠神。
This scripture says that even if Jesus had died for you,
这边讲到甚至耶稣他为你死
is an undeniable historical truth.
这个耶稣死的事实是无可推诿的历史事实。
Because in history is documented as a real case.
因为在历史上是真实写下来真实的例子。
But however, the cross will do you no good.
但这个事情历史并不能够对你代表什么样的功用在你身上。
If you do not believe in the wonderful redemptive work of Calvary.
如果你不能够相信神在十字架上的救赎，这个历史事件就没什么意义了。
Look at Romans chapter 3.
看罗马书第三章。
Verse 25.
25节。
Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Through faith in his blood.
神是在借由信在耶稣的血里面所选召的人。
You know, a lot of people know that Jesus did many wonderful things for their life, but nothing happens to them.
很多人知道耶稣做了很多很奇妙的事情，但是对他们生命来说却一点影响都没有。
Can I tell you something that is very true?
我能不能告诉你一些很真实的事情呢？
Do you know that you are supposed to be the most powerful?Witness on the face of this earth.
你知不知道你应该是在这个世上最有能力的见证人？
But today,
那今天，
look around you.
你看看你的周围。
Christians are living a defeated life.
基督徒活在一个被击败的生命里面。
We cannot impact society.
我们不能够冲击这个社会。
You know why?
为什么呢？
We don't have powerful testimony.
因为我们做见证没有能力。
Our life is in a mess.
我们生命一团糟。
But when you start using faith to appropriate the benefits of Calvary,
但当你用信心朝向十字架的大能行走的时候，
letting the cross transform your life,
让十字架来转化你的生命，
then you will be the salt and the light of this world.
你就会成为世上的光和盐。
Are you impacting your neighborhood and your society?
你是不是冲击了你的邻居，冲击你所住的社区呢？
Do you know I'm not interested? Just to preach in a sermon.
你说啊，我不感兴趣，我也不会讲道。
I'm not interested to preach in a church.
我不感兴趣在教会里面讲道。
Do you know next month?
你知道下个月吗？
I'm going to have my own meetings and I publicize meeting to all unbelievers to come to my meeting.
我有一个聚会，我要叫所有那些不信主的人都到我的聚会里面来。
I want unbelievers.
我要不信主的来。
And you know what I'm going to talk about?
你知道我要讲什么吗？
Financial analysis of 2008.
2008年的经济大预测。
How to grow your wealth in 2008.
怎么样在2008年里面赚钱？
Because I'm coming not as a preacher, I'm coming as a business consultant.
因为我不是这一个牧师的身份，我是一个经济是学者的身份来的。
This is what I'm doing. I'm doing business consultancy work.
是我就是这样，我是在做一个经济这生意方面的一个学者。
And you know what happened?
你知道为什么？
They are coming.
你知道吗？他们都要来听。
Fund managers, private bankers, they are coming.
很多的经理，很多的银行家都要来听这个经济的预测。
And we're going to give them answers.
我们就给他答案。
And they ask me.
他问我说，
How come they don't have answers? You have answers.
为什么那些人不知道，但是你却有答案呢？
Because the spirit of the living God is upon us. We have prophetic understanding.
因为神的灵在我身上，我有先知性的了解。
Just before I came here to Canada, I was speaking to a private banker, and I began to tell him.
在我来加拿大之前，我跟一些的银行家谈话，我告诉他们。
I say, don't shake. Don't panic.
我说不要怕，不要紧张。
Let me tell you what is going to happen in the next 10 years.
我告诉你下一个十年会发生什么事。
And I was giving financial directions.
我给他们关于经济方面的指向。
And I told them what is going to come in the next few years. What is going to be the most powerful stock? What is going to happen in the market?
我告诉他接下来十年发生什么事，哪些股票会涨，哪些事情会发生。
And I came to America.
然后我去美国的时候。
I just came and I saw the magazine on Fortune 500 and what I spoke came to pass front page.
我就看到这个在财富500那个杂志上面看到那些最有钱的公司。
I'm telling you,
我告诉你
you better live an extraordinary life.
你要活出一个不同凡响的生命。
Don't live an ordinary life.
不要过一个平平庸庸的生活。
只是来做礼拜。
Just come to the church.
No fun being a Sunday Christian.
不要成为一个来到教会没有乐趣的星期天的基督徒。
Tell God to shape you up so that you can shape the world.
让神来摇动你，使得你可以摇动这个世界。
Tell God to change you so that you can change the world.
让神来改变你，使得你可以改变这个世界。
The church should be full of dynamic people.
教会应该充满活力的人。
That's what we need to know. The new creation, the most powerful being on the face of this earth.
其实我们要知道，这个是新的物种，新的人种，就是最有力量在地世上的人们。
Until you exercise faith in the cross,
直到你用十字架上的信心。
If you want to know what is it, tonight is my second sermon.
如果你要知道实际上信心是什么，今天晚上是我第二篇的讲道。
Tonight you will know.
今天晚上你就会知道。
Let's take a look at the fourth wonder of the cross.
我们看实际上第四个美妙的事情。
Matthew 27 again.
还是一样，马太福音27章。
Verse 45.
第45节。
Now from the 6 hours there was darkness all over the land until the 9th hour.
从正午到深处，遍地都黑暗了。
Do you know why Jesus will hunt for 6 hours?
你知道为什么耶稣要在六个钟头在那边到深处呢？
Because Bible scholars and theologians say the human history is around 6,000 years.
因为圣经学者以及神学家说，人类的历史大概是6000年。
Jesus hunt for 6 hours for the 6,000 years of human history.
耶稣是在第六个钟头，就是伸出的时候，就代表了人类6000年的历史。
And now the Bible says for 3 hours there was darkness all over the land.
在圣经上说，有三个钟头，全地那个时候都充满了黑暗。
Darkness,
黑暗。
Don't be afraid of darkness.
不要怕黑暗。
You know what happened when you are in the dark?
你知道在黑暗当中你会怎么样吗？
You are confused.
你很迷糊
you don't understand what's going on.
你不明白周围是什么东西
Because when you are in a dark room, you fumble and fell.
因为你在黑暗当中你会摔倒你会跌倒
Have you gone through a dark period of your life?
你有没有曾经经历过生命当中黑暗时期呢
One theologian called it the dark hour of the soul.
有个神学家说这是灵魂的黑暗
I want you to turn to Psalms 30.
我要你打开诗篇30篇
Psalms 30
诗篇三十篇
and look at verse 3,
第三节
verse 2 say thou hast healed me and verse 3 say oh thou hast brought me up my soul from the grave thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit
诗篇三十篇第二节说耶和华我的神啊我曾呼求你你医治了我第三节里面说耶和华啊你曾把我的灵魂从阴间救上来使我存活不至于下坑
the word pit there literally means the grave
这个坑就是代表了坟墓的意思
now look at verse 5
你看一下第五节
for his anger endureth but a momentIn his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典乃是一生之久。一宿虽有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
This was the testimony of David.
这是大卫的见证。
In the dedication of the new house, which is the tabernacle of David, he told everybody that God had healed him and God saved him from death.
这是大卫献上圣殿的一个见证说上帝已经医治我上帝将我从死亡当中带回来
That life-threatening disease was the dark moment of David's life
但是大卫也经历过生命中很黑暗的时刻。
Have you gone through a dark moment of your life?
你有没有曾经经历过生命黑暗当中的时刻呢？
When you could not see the end of the tunnel, you could not see light.
当你看不到隧道尽头的光的时候，
As if there is no more hope for you.
好像对你来说一点盼望都没有了。
Are you facing darkness today?
你是不是今天就面对黑暗呢？
And you have no answer for all the struggles that you're going through.
对你生命周围的困难一点问题解答都没有。
Are you facing a moment of darkness?
你是不是在面对生命的黑暗呢？
But good news is,
但有好消息，
darkness don't last forever.
黑暗不会永远长存的。
The Bible says, darkness lasted through the night, but morning comes with great joy because sunshine comes.
圣经说，一宿虽有哭泣黑暗，但早晨就必欢呼，因为太阳出来了。
Whatever darkness you go through, let me tell you,It is only temporary.
不管你经过什么样的黑暗，让我告诉你，那都是暂时的。
It don't last.
不会长久的。
I've gone through many valley moments in my life.
我生命当中经过很多的死因幽谷。
But I realize something.
但我了解一件事。
It don't last.
不会长久。
Because why it don't last?
为什么黑暗不长久呢？
Because of verse 10.
因为第十节。
Hear, O God, and have mercy upon me, Lord. Be thou my helper.
耶和华呀，你求你应允我，怜悯我。耶和华呀，求你帮助我。
As long as God is in your life,
只要上帝在你的生命里面，
as long as God becomes your helper,
只要上帝成为你生命中的帮助者，
as long as God's right hand holds you up,
只要上帝的右手来引领你，
you will never go down.
你再也不会沉沦下去。
Amen.
Amen.
There is a song.
有一首歌。
Love lifted me.Love lifted me when there is no one to help. Love lifted me when no one is there to help you. God's love will sustain us.
当没有人帮助你的时候，神的爱会托住你。
There were sometimes in the moments of my life, I thought that's the end of my career, end of my life.
有的时候在我生命当中，我觉得这是我事业、我生命的终点了。
I remember one time.
我记得有一次。
I was up in the plane.
我在飞机上的时候。
Weeping from Taiwan back to Singapore.
我从台湾飞到新加坡路上，我一直哭泣。
I saw Lord, that's the end.
我说主啊，完了。
And I was weeping.
我一直在哭。
And in the midst of the plane,
在飞行的过程当中，
God spoke to me about the life of Jeremiah.
神跟我说耶利米的喜乐。
He said, son,
他说儿子啊，
as long as I see your life and I'm happy with you, that's all it matters.
只要我看到你的生命，我就为你欢喜，这就是我的喜乐。
And on the plane, I cried.
在飞机上我一直哭。
And I said, God,
但我说主啊，
I live for you.
我为你而活。
And I cry.
我哭泣。
For the next 1 year.
接下来一年当中，我不停的哭泣。
But His love sustained me.
但是他的爱却托住我。
Darkness don't last forever.
黑暗不会长久。
His love will always be there to lift us up.
他的爱永远会把我们拉拔起来。
Whatever your struggle that you are going through right now.
不管你现在面临什么样的挣扎。
That you have no answer.
好像没有答案。
You feel as if the solution is beyond your reach at this moment.
你觉得那个解答好像伸手遥不可及。
I can tell you.
我可以告诉你。
The love of God has not departed from our life.
神的爱从来没有离开过你的生命。
Even as I'm talking about His love.
现在我在谈他的爱。
I could feel a cloud begin to come in right now.
我可以感觉到一个云彩开始降临了。
I could feel the presence of God right now.
我可以现在感到神的同在。
You know, sometimes you could feel the electrifying touch upon your body.
有的时候你感到身体好像被电击到一样。
I could feel the electrifying touch of God.
我可以感到神触摸的电击。
And I believe God is here to comfort some soul.
我相信神在这边要安慰一些灵魂。
You are facing darkness.
你在面对黑暗。
Don't give up hope on God.
不要对神丧失希望。
God is still there to be your helper.
神依然在那里成为你的帮助者。
Would you just close your eyes for a moment?
能不能闭上眼睛？
If you are facing this struggle of darkness right now,
如果你在面临黑暗的挣扎。
I'm telling you, God is still your helper.
我告诉你，神是你的帮助者。
If you are facing that struggle right now,
如果你现在面临的挣扎，
Would you kindly lift up your hand and put it down and say, God, please help me go through this ordeal.
你们举手说，神啊，求你帮助我经历这个痛苦。
Yes, lift up your hand. Just lift.
举手起来，举起手来。
Yes, 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 yes. It's all over this place.
是，看到到处都有，到处都有人。
Let me tell you, the supernatural presence of God is here.
让我告诉你，神超自然的同在在这里。
He's here to comfort your heart.
他在这里要安慰你。
God sent me here to tell you, God never forsake you, God never leaves you.
神差我到这里来告诉你，神永不撇弃你，永不离开你。
I command that spirit of affliction.
我命令那个忧伤的灵
that attack your body and your mind.
那个攻击你身体攻击你心灵的灵
that spirit of infirmity.
我斥责那个疾病的灵
I command it to depart right now.
我奉耶稣的命令离开
I loose you from every affliction.
我将你从疾病当中释放出来
I command that curse that is afflicting you to be broken.
我宣告那个让你们生病哀伤的咒诅现在打破
Upon the authority of the name of Jesus, I loose you right now.
奉耶稣基督的能力，我现在释放你们的自由。
I command the sword of the Lord to cut through every chain and every bondage.
我宣告神圣的宝剑要砍掉任何的连结，任何的挣扎。
I command you to be free today.
我宣告你今天得自由。
I command the darkness to go from your life.
我宣告黑暗离开你的生命。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's come to the fifth wonder of the cross.
我们再讲到世界上第五个奇妙的大事。
Look at verse 46.
马太福音27章第46节。
And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
约在深处就是第九个小时耶稣大声喊着说以利以利拉玛撒巴各大尼就是说我的神我的神为什么离弃我
This statement is a very important statement
这句话是非常重要的一个陈述
Years ago
几年之前
I was pondering over one fact and that is what is the secret of Jesus ministerial success
我一直在想一件事情，就是耶稣他服事的成功的秘诀到底是什么
？Why Jesus was so successful？
为什么耶稣的服事这么成功呢
？And then I found the answer in that verse。
然后我在这一节当中我就找到答案了。
Do you know when Jesus hung on the cross？
你知道当耶稣钉在十字架上的时候
？He never cried with an agony。
他不是因为自己的痛苦而哭喊
，Even though it was very painful。
虽然那是很痛，没有错。
Hung on the cross was a very painful, tormenting ordeal.
被挂在十字架上是非常痛苦、非常折磨的经历。
But Jesus never cried out with an agonizing shout.
但耶稣的呼喊从来不是因为痛苦而发出的。
But when the moment came,
而当那一刻来临的时候
，at the moment of the ninth hour,
在第深处第九个小时的时候
，when the presence of the Father depart from Jesus' life,
当父神的同在离开耶稣的时候
，he couldn't take it,
他没有办法承受。
He could take the torture,
他可以被鞭打。
He could take all the whip and all the beating and all the shame,
所有的折磨、所有的羞耻，他都可以忍受。
He could take anything.
他什么都可以承受
except the fact that his father's presence be with him
但是除了天父离开他这件事情他没办法承受
because all his life Jesus treasured one thing
因为耶稣所有的生命当中他都宝贵一件事情
Jesus doesn't treasure money.
耶稣不看重金钱。
Jesus don't treasure doctrines.
耶稣不看重教条。
Jesus only treasure one thing.
耶稣只宝贵一件事情。
The presence of God in his soul.
神的同在在他的灵里。
If you don't believe me, look at John 16.
如果你不相信我，看约翰福音十六章。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
Behold, the hour cometh, here is now.Come that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
约翰福音十六章三十二节，看哪时候降到，且是已经到了，你们要分散各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。
In the moments of the greatest trial of Jesus,
在耶稣那个最痛苦的挣扎里面，
every disciple has left him.
他所有的门徒都离开了他。
But yet, he was still cheerful.
然而他心中依然充满快乐。
Because the Father was still with him.
因为父依然与他同在。
It was the Father's presence that sustained him through all the blows and all the pains of Calvary.
是父的同在托住他可以经历十字架上各样的痛苦。
If the presence of God is unusually strong in your life, you can go through any pain and any trial in life.
如果神的同在充充满满在你的里面，你就可以经过生命当中各样的煎熬跟挣扎。
That was the same testimony of Apostle Paul.
这也是使徒保罗同样的见证。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4,
在提摩太后书第四章里面讲。
Verse 16 and 17.
16节、17节。
My first answer,No man stood with me, but all men forsake me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be made known, that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Chapter 4, verse 16 and 17.
第四章十六跟十七节，我初次申诉，没有人前来帮助，竟都离弃我。但愿这罪不归于他们，唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音从我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见，我也从狮子口里被救出来。
Demas have left Paul, a disciple of Paul. Demas left him.
保罗的门徒提马离开了他。
And there was another disciple of Paul that persecuted him, Alexander.
另外亚历山大也是保罗的门徒，也来逼迫他。
But Paul was strong.
但是保罗却很坚强。
Because the Lord was with him.
因为主与他同在。
Many times,
很多时候
people don't understand.
人们不明白
why I was very bold in the pulpit.
为什么我在讲台上是这样放胆传讲福音？
Sometimes I roar like a lion on the pulpit.
有的时候我在讲台上，我好像狮子一样的来开口。
You know when that happens?
你知道当那个事发生的时候？
When I would see the visitation of God in the meeting.
因为在聚会当中，我看到神的造访。
In the year 2001,
在2001年的时候
there was a cloud that was descending on the right side of the auditorium.
在聚会的时候，在讲台的右边有一个云彩降落下来
And the Lord Jesus Christ was coming down with the angels.
耶稣跟着天使一起降临
And there was one angelic being that was talking to me.
有一个天使在对我说
And that gave me the strength and the boldness.
那个天使跟我说的话就给我了能力还有我的勇气
And I began to speak to the nation.
我就开始向各国来宣讲。
You can only be bold if you are strengthened by the anointing and the presence of God.
只有神的同在跟恩膏降临的时候，你才能够放胆宣扬。
If you want to be successful,
如果你要能够成功
，get hold of the presence of God.
抓住神的同在。
I was telling all those financial people in the marketplace.
我跟那些在市场上那些财务的主管们讲。
I say you can read all the stuff that you want about the financial matters.
我说你可以读各样的财务分析的报告。
But if you don't have the spirit of the living God,
但是如果你没有神的永生之神的活，
you have no wisdom to know what is needed relevant for the situation.
你就不晓得怎么样才是跟你未来息息相关的事情。
I can look at a situation and I say, that's the one.
你看到这些事情，你知道这个就是将来要发生的。
Just 3 weeks ago,
三个礼拜之前
One private banker was looking at me in Taiwan.
在台湾有一个银行家来找我。
And I look at her.
我看着她。
I said, that's the one.
我说就做这个事吧。
She looked at me.
她看着我。
This stock.
真的吗？
I said, yeah.
我对啊。
I said, the Spirit of God just pointed at this one.
我说神的灵告诉我叫你做这件事。
She didn't believe me. She didn't believe me.
她不相信我。
Two days later.
两天之后。
That stock went up 100%.
那个股票就涨了一倍。
And from that night onwards, every night she sit in the front row.
从那以后，每天晚上她都坐在前面第一排听我讲话。
She believe now.
她现在相信。
She told my intercessor, "How did this man know?"
她跟我的那个同工说，这个人怎么会知道的呢
？I said, "If comparing intelligence, you are more intelligent than me."
我说，如果我们要比看谁有聪明智慧，你比我还有聪明智慧。
But I treasure something.
但是我宝贵一件事。
I don't treasure IQ.
我不宝贵我的智商有多高
I treasure the presence of God
我宝贵神的同在
Because it's the presence of God that will give me prophetic direction
因为是神的同在给我先知性的指引
That's why now I'm sending to many places and I'm giving prophetic directions
这是为什么我到很多不同的地方来发出先知预言的指引
But businessmen have no solution they come in and meet me
很多生意人他没有出路了他来找我
I was in Taiwan up in the mountain.
有一天我在台湾的山上。
Two fund managers.
有两个这个银行的经理。
They wanted to see me. I said, I have no time. I'm up in the mountain.
他们来看我，我说我没有时间，我在山上。
What do you mean no time? I said, I'm looking at the mountain, look at the trees and the birds and smelling the air.
你说什么叫你没有时间？我在山上，我在看那个树，看那个太阳，在闻呼吸的新鲜的空气。
And he said, please, just give us an hour.
他说，请你给我一个小时时间就好了。
I say, if you want, this day, this time.
我说如果你要的好，就那个这一天，这个时候来找我。
They flew in from Hong Kong.
他们从香港飞过来。
And in Taipei, drove 1.5 hours up into the mountain.
到了台北，开一个半小时的车到山上来找我。
And have a talk with me from 8:20 for 20 minutes.
他跟我讲话讲了二十分钟，从八点半开始跟我讲二十分钟。
After 20 minutes, they go down 1.5 hours, go back to Taipei. Next day, fly back to Hong Kong.
跟我谈了二十分钟以后，一个半小时，然后又开车回到台北，然后飞回香港去。
But they leave the presence of God with answers.
但他们回去是带着神的同在的解答回去。
Right now, all over the world with the financial shaking, no answers.
现在所有世上的这个财务机构都没有解答。
Men have no answer.
人没有解答。
But God have answers.
但神是有答案的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So most important is make sure God is with you.
所以最重要的是确保神要跟你同在。
If God is with you, you can go through any cross, any darkness in life.
如果神与同在，你可以走过经历各样的黑暗。
That's why Jesus was shocked that his father for 30 years that was with him, 33 years and finally left him.
这是为什么耶稣在十字架上的时候他是如此的震惊，因为32年来父神一直跟着他，但那一刻父神离开了。
Because Jesus took on the sin of the whole world.
因为耶稣担当了所有全世界的罪恶。
And the presence of the Holy God left him.
神圣洁的同在离开了他。
Let's look at the sixth wonder of the cross.
我们看在十字架上第六个奇妙的大事。
Again, the same verse.My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Would you turn your Bible to Psalms 22?
你们翻到圣经诗篇22篇。
Because that was a quotation from the book of Psalms 22 verse 1.
因为那一个经文呢，是从诗篇22篇第一节那边所揭露出来的。
As a prophetic cry of the cross 1,000 years before Calvary ever took place.
这句话已经先知性的在十字架这一千年之前已经被记载了。
David captured the prophetic saying of the cross.
大卫他领受到了神先知启示性的话语。
Verse 1.
22篇第一节。
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring?
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语。
The word roaring means agonizing groaning.
哀哼的言语意思就是说痛苦当中所发出的声音。
Have you gone through the peak?Point of your pain where it's no longer just a pain but a groaning.
你有没有经历过一个非常的痛苦？那个痛苦已经不是疼痛可以形容，而是一种呻吟的感觉。
I've gone through such moments like that in a very small way.
我曾经在一个很短暂的时间里面经历过这样的痛苦。
When my own spiritual son left me,
当我的属灵的孩子离开我。
It was such a pain to my heart.
在我心里面是这样大的哀伤。
Look at verse 2.
看第二节。
Oh my God, I cried in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent.
我的神啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不住声。
Psalms 22, if you have a title right at the top, it says it's a psalm of the cross.
诗篇如果你看到诗篇第二十二篇如果有题目的话是叫做十字架上的诗篇
In my Bible it's called the Psalm of the Cross
在我的圣经上面讲到是叫十字架的诗篇
What is the cross?
十字架是什么呢
When you're looking for God and yet no answer comes That's the cross
当你去找人没有答案的时候但十字架上却有答案
I call it what to do when you don't know what to do
我讲这篇这个名字叫做当你不知道要怎么做的时候你可以知道怎么做
Have you gone through a period and you now know what to do when you don't know what to do
你有没有经历过一段时间你从神那边你知道要做什么但是你自然的人你是不明白应该怎么做呢
Next time when you come to a dead end streetWhen you don't know what to do, then you need to know what to do when you don't know what to do.
当你下一次走到人生的死胡同的时候，你不知道该怎么做的时候，你就可以知道该怎么做，在你不知道该怎么做的时候。
So what to do?
所以到底怎么做呢？
Look at verse 3.
看看第三节。
But thou art holy, O thou inhabit the praises of Israel.
但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
When you don't know what to do, the only thing that you must know what to do is learn to praise God.
当你不知道该怎么做的时候，有一件事情你必须知道该怎么做，就是要来赞美神。
Praise God in the midst of your agony.
在你痛苦当中，你要赞美神。
Praise God in the midst of your darkness and your cross.
在你的痛苦，在你十字架上，你要赞美神。
In Luke 6, Acts 16, when Paul and Silas was in the prison, they don't know what to do, but they praise God at midnight hour.
在使徒行传16章的时候，他们门徒被关在监狱里面，不知道该怎么办，他们就赞美神。
At the midnight hour, the darkest hour of the day, praise God.
在那个最黑暗的时候，身处的时候，最黑暗的时刻，赞美神。
When you start to praise God.
当你开始赞美神的时候
God will turn your situation around
神就把你的周围处境完全的翻转过来
When you start to praise God
当你开始赞美神的时候
The light of understanding from heaven will come
从天上来的理解知识就来到你当中
And suddenly you'll be enlightened with the answer
突然间你就会能够明白事情的真相是什么
Learn to praise God
学习来赞美神
The word praise in verse 3 comes from the Hebrew word Tehillah
这个第三节这边的赞美是从希伯来文的 Tehillah 来的
It's not a normal word for praising God
不是常用这个赞美神的那个字
The word halal or the word barak It's not the normal word
不是普通用的 halal 跟 barak 常常用的这两个字
It is a special word called Tehillah
而是特别用的那个字叫 Tehillah
Tehillah means the high level praise
这个意思就是说是很高阶层的一个赞美
Which means you praise God from one level to the next level to the next level until you reach the mountain top level.
好像说你赞美神从一个阶段到一个阶段再往上走到最高赞美神的那个阶段。
When your praise really go deep in praise and you praise God until that level, the answer will come.
当你赞美的时候你赞美越深越深越高越高到了最高那个地步事情就解决了。
What comes?
到底是什么事情
When you praise God at that level,
当你在那个层面赞美神的时候
Bible say, O thou, O inhabit the praises of Israel.
上面说 O, 我们赞美以色列的主啊
Which means when you praise God at that level, God begins to come.
就是说以色列的赞美为宝座的主当你赞美到那个层面的时候神就来到他的宝座上
God begins to inhabit God begins to fill into the environment and the atmosphere of the praises
神就开始记住神就开始充满在你生命周围的那些事情当中
And when God come
当神来的时候
That's your answer
就是你的答案
When the presence come
当神的同在来的时候
That's your answer
那就是你的答案
Only the Spirit of God can give us answer.
只有神的灵可以给你答案。
For the last 3 months,
在过去三个月当中
I was seeking God.
我在寻求神。
I wanted to write my new book.
我要写我一本新的书。
But the Spirit of God tells me, no, son.
但神跟我说不要孩子。
I want you to seek my face.
我要你先寻求我的面。
And I was seeking God.
我就寻求主。
What is the revelation? How I can help people to go into the next cycle of the next 10 years?
到底神要怎么样来启示我，使我可以帮助人走下一个十年的循环？
I finished my seeking last 4 days ago.
4天以前我已经结束我对神的寻求。
By the grace of God, God gave me the answers.
因为神的恩典，神给我的答复。
And now I can speak to businessmen, to marketplace people. I have the answers.
现在我可以跟生意人，跟市场上的做生意的人讲答案在哪里。
In the midst of this subprime crisis, God has answers.
在这个世界上这些充满混乱的社会当中，神有答案。
But your answer will only come when God comes.
但只有在神来的时候，你的答案才会出现。
You hear what I say?
你听到我在说什么吗？
I say your answer will come when God comes.
只有神来的时候，你的答复才能够降临。
God only comes when you start praising Him.
你赞美他的时候，神就同在。
Praises attract the presence of God.
赞美能够吸引神的同在。
Complaining and murmuring will drive the presence away.
抱怨以及埋怨只能够把神推离开来。
Start praising God.
开始赞美神。
And see what will happen to your home.
你看看在你家里当中会发生什么
事。Start praising God.
开始赞美神。
And see what will happen to your family.
看看在你家庭里面会发生什么样的事。
Your atmosphere will be electrified and charged with the presence of God.
你周围的环境好像触电一样充满神的能力。
I have two prophets that came and visit my home once.
有一次有两个先知到我们家里来。
They were sitting down in my sofa.
在我的沙发上，客厅沙发上坐下来。
2 years ago.
两年以前他们来。
Suddenly,
突然间
,string of lights.
有光闪电过去
and he looked at me.
他看着我
he said, your home is filled with the presence of God.
说、哦、你们家充满了神的荣耀同在
I said,
我说我知道
those are my angels.、
那是我的天使、
angels is another topic.、
要讲到天使又是另外一篇主题了
I thought I brought the CD on the 33 types of angels. I didn't know I brought it to Montreal. Is that brought here?Oh, you have, I brought it to Montreal District.
我带了一个 CD 来讲到33种不同的天使。
There are many types of angels.
有很多不同种类的天使。
I've seen many, many types of angels.
我看过很多很多很多不同种的天使。
Angels are real.
天使是真的。
But angels don't come until God's presence show up.
但是如果神的同在不来的话，天使是不来的。
When God's presence show up, His angels show up.
当神的同在来的时候，天使也来了。
Psalm 68 verse 20 says so.
在诗篇六十八篇
啊二十节，
二十节里面讲到。
Amen. Let's look at the seven wonder.
我们看到第七个奇妙的大事。
Would you come tonight? I'm going to talk about 17 things.
今天晚上你过来的话，我要讲到十七件事情。
That you need to know.
你必须要知道的十七件事。
Look at verse 15.
看看第十五
五十节。
五十节 ，sorry.
Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the ghost.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。
His ghost is not the ghost that you're thinking of.In my Bible, it's the word ghost. Okay.
在韩牧师的圣经讲到是一个灵
鬼
鬼。
In the King James Version, it's the word ghost.
在英王钦定本这边讲到是一个鬼。
Incidentally, ghosts are very real. Ghosts are very real.
鬼也是很真实的。
I will go to certain places and I will see them.
我到很多地方，我可以看到有鬼魂在那里。
In January, I was in a particular country. Lots of ghosts showed up.
有时候我到某一个特别的国家，我看到的国家里面有很多很多的鬼在那里。
He said, Lord, why are there so much ghosts here? He said, 鬼域。
我说主啊，为什么这么多的鬼在那边？因为那是个鬼的一个地域在那边。
It was a territory field filled with wandering spirits.
因为那个地方是一个鬼，它的活动范围有各种不同的鬼魂在那里。
Yesterday,
昨天
I've encountered with a ghost.
我跟一个鬼魂相遇。
But when I saw that thing, I said,
当我看到的时候，我说
And they left.
他就走了。
Amen. Ghosts are real.
Amen. 鬼是真的。
But this ghost that I'm talking about here is talking about Jesus gave up his spirit.
但这边讲到这个鬼魂，就是说耶稣的灵把他的灵给了上帝，用这个字 ghost. 鬼魂。
I want to emphasize on this word spirit.
但是我要特别强调，这个字也可以当作灵魂灵。
True spiritual life is not found in your brain.
真实属灵的生命不是在你的脑子里面找到的。
A lot of people want to find God by reading a lot of books.
很多人要从很多书里面去找神。
That's why a lot of scholars come from cemetery, not seminary, and they cannot find God.
就是很多的学者都从坟墓，而不是从这个神学院里面出来要找神。
They can't find God in the books.
但是他们在书本里面找不到神。
True spiritual life is not found in your soul.
真的属灵的生命不是在你的魂里面去找的。
True spiritual life is found in the human spirit.
真的属灵的生命是在你的人的灵里面去找出来的。
Do you know that in Christianity we do not know the importance of the spiritual development of our human spirit?
你知道在基督信仰里面有一个很缺乏的东西，就是我们没有去发展我们属灵里面的灵敏锐。
We have not developed in our human spirit the capacity to able to move deeply, to have the inward voice and the inward witness.
我们没有来发展我们的灵到一个地步，使得我们可以成熟，可以听到内里的声音，那里的感受。
That's why many Christians are confused.
就是为什么很多的基督徒都很困惑的原因。
Many Christians could not find the perfect will of God for their life.
很多基督徒找不到到底神在他们身上完美的旨意是什么。
They are like wandering.Sheep in the wilderness.
他们好像在旷野迷路的羊一样。
Because they have not developed the human spirit.
因为他们没有来启动他们里面人的灵。
The human spirit is somewhere in the midst of your belly inside.
人的灵是在你的腹中，在你的里面内里当中。
When I talk to some people,
当我跟人说的时候
，I scan their body.
我跟他讲话的时候，我也在扫描你的身体。
If you read my latest book.I talk about how to look at the human spirit.
如果你读到我最新那本书，我会讲到怎么样来看人的灵。
If someone tells me, "Oh, I'm very prophetic," I will scan them.
如果有人说啊，我是很有先知启示的，我会来扫描他的灵。
I will look into their human spirit.
我会看到他的人的灵是什么状况。
And when I saw what I saw inside them,
当我可以看到他里面内里的状况时
，then I know whether they are bluffing me or they are real.
我就知道他们到底是不是吹嘘的呢，还是真的。
Because if they are real, I can see and I know what's going on.
因为如果是真的，我可以看得出来到底发生什么事。
Do you know your human spirit is moving all the time?
你知道你的人的灵是一停不停的在运作的吗
？I wish I could describe to you that inside us something is alive.
我希望可以告诉你们知道，你们在里面有些东西是活的。
Do you know that on the last moment of your breath upon this earth, when your human spirit goes away, you die?
你知道，当你生命当中叹出最后一口气的时候，你的灵出去，你的生命就死了吗？
The book of Ecclesiastes says, "The spirit returns unto the Father of all spirit."
传道书说，我们的灵回到天父那所有灵的父亲那里。
I pray,
我祷告的是什么呢？
That you learn.To develop and feed your human spirit.
你可以学习怎么样来培养，怎么样来喂养你的灵。
Begin to develop the inner prophetic faculty and the inner senses of our heart.
来发展，来喂养你里面那个属灵的那一部分。
They don't have to go to a fortune teller. They don't have to go to a psychic.To learn about the future.
你不要去找算命的，不需要找那个卜卦的来知道你的未来是什么。
Just last year,
就在去年的时候
，there was a tycoon that come and meet me. A tycoon, a very wealthy man.
有一个非常有钱的人来找我。
He sit down.
他坐下来。
In a Japanese restaurant.
在一个日本料理的餐厅里面。
He say, "Oh, how are you, Pastor?"
他说牧师你好。
I look at him.
我看着他。
And look at his wife.
我看他太太。
I said, brother, how are you?
他说，兄弟，你好啊。
Hallelujah, fine.
Oh, Hallelujah, 我很好。
I look at him.
我在看着他。
You are bluffing.
啊，你在吹牛啊。
Because I could see inside you, you are about to be bankrupt.
因为我看得出来你将要破产啊。
And his wife start crying.
他的太太就开始哭。
In a very famous Japanese restaurant, cried for 15 minutes.
在很有名的一个日本料理餐厅，那就哭了50分钟。
You cannot tell lies.
你没有办法撒谎。
And I saw his business, and I saw he's going to be bankrupt.
因为我看到他的生意，我知道他要破产了。
But he's so well known in that country.
但是在那个国家里面，他是非常有名的，有头有脸的人物。
大老板，大老板。
He's a big boss, big boss.
But it's going to be bankrupt soon.
但是他就要破产了。
God knows.
神知道。
And so we got to develop our human spirit.
所以我们的灵，人的灵可以彰显出我们的。
When our human spirit is developed,
当我们的人的灵被发展起来的时候
，light will come out of our being.
生命就从我们里面流出来。
And when demon spirit looks at our light, they run away.
邪灵看到我们的生命就逃跑了。
When you develop your human spirit.
当你发展你的人的灵的时候
Faith will begin to come forth.
信心就产生出来
And you're supernatural confident in God.
你在神里面就有超自然的信心
When you begin to develop your human spirit.
当你开始发展人的灵的时候
Enlightenment of wisdom will come within you.
智慧的亮光就来到你的里面
You begin to know a lot of things.
你就可以知道很多的事情
It's amazing.
很奇妙
I said God.
我说主啊
I don't do much research, but God, you will point finger at me and say, this one, this one, this one, and I will just know things.
我做了很多的调查，很多的研究，但是你的告诉我，看这个，看这个，看这个，所以我知道很多很多的事情。
Only God knows everything.
只有神所有的事都知道。
And the all-knowing God, where is he?
全知的神在哪里呢？
Inside you,
在你的里面
living in your human spirit.
住在你的人的灵当中。
You are looking for wisdom on the outside.
你可以到外面去找智慧。
But all wisdom is on the inside of you.
但最所有的智慧都在你的里面。
所以常常找不到答案。
So you find you couldn't find the answer.
常常很多基督徒好像很笨。
There's so many Christians that seem so dumb.
常常都说没有路走。
The Christians say, "Oh, I cannot find the ways."
When you have answers,
但你有答案。
God will lead you out.
神会带领你走那个答案。
Many years ago,
很多年前。
When I was struggling,
当我在挣扎的时候
the year 1997,
1997年
I left with only $50.
我只有
50.
我只有50块钱
I said, God, what to do?
主啊，我该怎么办
And I went and seek God.
我就来寻求神
And on my inside,
在我里面
the voice of God spoke to me.
神的话语跟我说
And he tell me my answers.
他告诉我那个答案是什么
And the answer was shocking.
那个答案真的很我使我震惊
With only $50 in my pocket,
你知道吗？我口袋只有五十块钱。
And the Spirit of God spoke to me.
神的灵却跟我讲。
He tell me my problem and he tell me my solution.
他告诉我的问题是什么？告诉我答案在哪里
？And he told me.
他跟我说。
In the coming years.
在明年。
Coming years.
在这要来这一年。
不是，在未来的日子。
在未来的日子里面。
越快越好吗
？Okay, the faster the better.
But in the coming years.
在未来的日子里面。
You will be a millionaire.
你会成为一个百万富翁。
I was shocked.
我很震惊。
With only $50.
我只有五十块钱。
God told me.
神告诉我。
I will be a millionaire.
我会成为一个百万富翁。
I couldn't believe it.
我不相信。
But I knew I heard the voice of God.
但我知道我听到神的声音。
John 10:27, My sheep hears my voice.
约翰福音十章二节说，我的羊听我的声音。
I believe him.
我相信他。
When I'm nothing, I believe him.
当我什么都没有的时候，我相信他。
And today,
今天
I'm a millionaire.
我是一个百万富翁。
I'm a millionaire.
我是一个百万富翁了。
I don't struggle for money.
我不再为钱挣扎。
I don't preach for money.
我不再为钱而讲道。
I'm helping a lot of people to solve money problem.
我帮助很多人解决他们财务的问题。
By the wisdom of God.
借着神的智慧。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's talk about the 8 wonders.
我们看到神的第八个奇妙。
Matthew 27.
还是要马太福音二十七章。
And verse
48. 48节
And straight away, one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink.
那中有一个人赶紧跑去拿海绵沾满了醋绑在苇子上送给他喝。
It was a prophetic fulfillment of Psalm 69 verse 21.
这个是一个先知启示性的一个话语才从诗篇第69篇
21节
那边来的
But let's take a look at John 19
叫我们先看一下约翰福音第19章
Verse 28-30 After this, Jesus, knowing that all things will now accomplish, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar,And they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon a hyssop and put it to his mouth. And Jesus therefore had finished received the vinegar, he said, It is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost.
约翰福音第十九章第二十八节、二十九、三十节。约翰福音第十九章二十八、二十九、三十。这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”有一个器皿盛满了醋，放在那里，他们就拿海蓉沾满了醋，绑在牛膝草上送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说：“成了。”便低下头将灵魂交付神了。
Jesus knew that his end is about to come to pass.
耶稣知道他的尽头要来到。
He had finished all his work.
他所有的工作已经做完了。
Right at the last minute,
在最后那一分钟，
somebody offered vinegar.
有人给他一些醋。
You know what God is saying?
你知道神在说什么？
Sometimes when you are about to accomplish the biggest things of your life, vinegar will come.
当你已经完成生命中最大的事情的时候，醋就会送上来。
You know what is vinegar?
你知道醋代表什么吗？
Bitterness.
苦，痛苦。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Bitterness will stop you in your track of advancement.
因为痛苦能够使你开始你往前进展的过程。
Every one of us, if you go and study your life pattern, before you do great things, sometimes you have a roadblock and something in front of you will tempt you out of offense to be bitter with life, bitter against people, bitter against things.
当我们在人生过程中碰到很多的挣扎，碰到很多的拦阻的时候，通常会带了很多苦毒在我们的身上，使得我们对自己、对旁人、对周围的人都产生心里面的苦毒。
If you do not know how to handle bitterness,
如果你不知道怎么样处理这个苦毒，
if you don't know how to swallow up the vinegar,
如果你不知道怎么样吞下那个痛苦的事情，
Jesus cannot cry out, it is finished.
耶稣就不能够在十字架上喊说成了。
Before anyone can be great in this world,
在人能够在世上成为伟大之前，
your enemies and men will offer you vinegar.
你的仇敌会将那个苦痛苦苦毒放在你的里面。
Every road of greatness is paved and filled with vinegar.
每一个通往成功伟大的路上都布满了醋，布满了苦毒。
And unless you learn how to overcome the vinegar, you will not finish your assignment on planet Earth.
如果你不明白怎么样处理，怎么样度过那个苦毒，你就没有办法达到最终极的成功。
Last year,
去年，
if I cannot swallow up the vinegar,
如果没有办法吞下那个苦毒的醋，
I would not have continued with this new assignment that God gave me.
我也没有办法完成神要给我新的这个任务。
You know what's the good news?
你知道好消息是什么吗？
They filled the sponge with vinegar and Jesus received it.
他们将那个海绵沾满了醋给耶稣，耶稣也领受了。
Jesus or God took our bitterness.
耶稣神他也承担了我们的苦毒。
Jesus understand what is bitterness.
耶稣了解苦毒是什么意思。
If you are bitter in life,
如果你生命当中很痛困苦，
people have betrayed you.
人们背叛你，
people have backstabbed you.
人们在后面重伤你，
life seems to be so cruel towards you.
生命对我们来说好像是很挣扎痛苦的。
You must tell God, God, you understand my bitterness.
说神啊，你明白我生命中的苦毒痛苦。
The Bible says in Hebrews 4:15, we have a high priest who are touched with the infirmities of our feelings.
希伯来书四章十五节里面讲说，我们的大祭司并非不能够明白我们的苦难。
Tell God your pains.
跟主说，主啊，我的痛苦在这里。
There are many moments in my life.
在我生命当中很多的时刻。
The only way I can pray, I say, God, it's pain, pain, pain.
我唯一能够祷告的就是说，主啊，我痛，我痛，我痛。
Many moments, I can't even speak words, just with tears looking up.
很多时候我甚至话都说不出来，我只能不停地流泪。
But God took our bitterness.
但神把我们的痛苦拿走。
God drank the vinegar of your life.
神拿走你身边的痛苦，因为他吞下了。
Through the cross,
借由十字架。
You should not be bitter, but better.
你再不需要苦毒，而是变得很好。
God took your bitterness.
因为神把你的苦毒拿走了。
Amen.
Amen.
That's the wonder of the cross.
这是神十字架的奇妙。
Today,
今天
we should not be the bitter Christian, but a better Christian on this earth.
我们不再成为一个苦读的基督徒，而是成为一个快乐的基督徒。
Let's come to the ninth wonder.
我们看了第九个奇妙的大事。
Matthew 27.
马太福音第二十七节，二十七章。
52.
五十二节。
And the graves were opened, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept came out of the grave after his resurrection.
坟墓也开了，已睡的圣徒的身体多有起来的。
Strange! The moment Jesus died, there was an earthquake, and the graves opened up.
很奇怪，在耶稣断气的那个时候有一个地震，然后坟墓就打开了。
And the most strangest of all things, out of the grave, saints came out of the grave and went into the city.
更奇怪的是，坟墓打开，很多已经死掉的圣徒就复活，走到城市里面。
The Bible says in Isaiah 62,
在以赛亚书62章里面讲
，verse one,
第一节
，He say, "Let the Lamb of salvation burn brightly."
他说，让神的救恩的羔羊能够发光。
And in verse 10.
第十节里面说
He say, go through the highway, gather up all the stone, remove it so that he can create a new highway.
所以要往大路去行，挪开各样拦阻人的石头，以至于铺平一条路。
The grave remind us of John 11.
坟墓来提醒我在约翰福音十一章
verse 43 and 44.
43节44节
about the life of Lazarus.
讲到拉撒路的生命的时候
Lazarus was dead in the grave for 4 days.
拉撒路已经在坟墓里面四天了。
But yet Jesus called him out of the dead.
但耶稣来找他。
And Lazarus came out.
拉撒路
after 4 days.
在四天之后他就走出来。
It was an impossibility.
这是不可能的事情。
No man who has died can ever come back to life again after 4 days.
从来没有人在死了四天之后能够再复活回来的。
So verse 52, the graves will open up and the saints come out.
所以五十二节里面讲，坟墓打开，已睡圣徒的身体也都起来了。
That is my interpretation, the ninth wonder of the cross.
这就是世界上第九个奇妙的大事。
The graves will open up.
坟墓要打开。
God wants to open up impossibilities in our life.
神要开启我们生命当中不可能开启的事情。
You see, it's an impossible thing that a dead man ever come out from the grave.
不可能叫死人从坟墓里面出来是不可能的事情。
But with the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, an impossible event took place.
但是在耶稣在十字架上的死使得不可能事变成可能。
By the cross.
借由十字架。
God, open up impossibilities in our life.
神开始我们生命当中不可能的事情。
When there is no way, God will make a way for you.
没有路的时候，神会为你开路。
You must understand, with man, all things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
你要知道，在人凡事不能，但在神凡事都能。
God wants to give you the miracle.Of possibilities in life.
神要给你生命当中不可能的事情成就的神迹。
Whatever cannot be done, it can be done in the hands of God.
不管什么事做不到了，在神的手中都可以完成。
Your situation looks dead.
你的状况好像死了。
There's no cure. There's no hope.
没有医治，没有解救了。
But yet God says, I can open up the grave even after he's dead.
但神说，就算死了，我也可以把坟墓打开，带你出来。
Have you given up a hope on God?
你对神丧失希望了吗
？Inside you is dead hope.
在里面已经死了吗
？The Bible says even Sarah's womb was dead, but God resurrected the womb.
圣经说，撒拉的子宫都已经死了，不能生育，但是孩子却从她的子宫里面出来。
Whatever is dead in your life,
不管在你生命当中什么东西是死了
，You have given up hope.
你没有希望了。
God can still open up the grave.
神还是可以为你打开坟墓。
God can still provide miracles of impossibility becoming a possibility in your life.
神也可以实行神迹，让你不可能的事情变成可能。
It is a possibility.
可能在神都能。
97.
97.
When I heard the voice of God,
当我听到神的声音
you will be a millionaire.
你会成为一个百万富翁。
I told my wife.
我跟我的太太说。
My wife said. Yeah,
我太太说，嗯。
Something has gone loose. The nut had gone loose in your brain.
你的脑子里面好像松了。
It must be a crazy thought.
你大概是在讲发疯讲疯话。
But guess what I do?
但你知道我做什么吗？
I'd rather be a fool for Jesus.
我宁愿为主疯狂。
Everywhere I go,
每到我到一个地方去，
I'm a millionaire.
我是一个百万富翁。
And I became a millionaire.
我真的就是一个百万富翁。
And then God came again.
然后神又来。
Son, change your confession. Say you are multimillionaire.
神说，孩子，你要改变你的那个对白，你要说我是一个亿万富翁。
It's an impossibility.
对我来说是不可能的。
My wife said, never happen.
我太太说不可能发生的。
Watch, it will happen before your eyes.
我说你看，在你面前什么事要发生。
Multimillionaire,
亿万富翁。
One desire in my heart, I want to open up millionaire seminars.
在我心里面，我要开一个特会，叫做怎么训练百万富翁的。
Impossibility,
不可能的事。
For a man who lived by faith,
在人
who have no career, who have no business,
在人他没有生意，他没有生涯的规划的时候。
With no career, no business,
没有生意，没有生涯。
And you want to be a millionaire?
你却要成为一个百万富翁？
你开玩笑啊
！You're misjoking.
But it happened.
但事实真的发生了。
Woo! I could have retired in the year 2005.
大概两千。
Retired.
我2005年的时候我已经退休了。
I have money already.
我
But God said,
但神说
go out and help people.
神说，但是你还是要出去去帮助人们。
And with the financial anointing,
神给我这个经济上的恩膏。
With a financial wisdom,
财务上的智慧。
I'm now helping people.
我帮助世界各地。
What they cannot see as a possibility, I say, all things are possible to him that believe.
觉得不可能的事情，我说啊，对于那信的人，凡事都能。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Let's come to the 10th wonder.
我们看一下第十个奇妙的大事。
I call it the wonder of all wonder.
我叫它做奇妙中的奇妙。
This is the best wonder that can ever happen to a man.
这是对人类来说最奇妙的事情。
And it's found in verse 51.
在第51节里面讲。
And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom.
突然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
Let's take a look at Hebrew chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章看一下。
Hebrew chapter 10 verse 19 to 21.
第十九到二十一节。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is through his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God.
我弟兄姐妹，借由神的宝血，我们可以进到至圣所里面，跟神面对面。因为耶稣基督为我们付上了代价，使我们可以单单直接的来见到神。
Of all the 10 wonder, I felt this is the wonder of all wonder.
在所有十个奇妙大事当中，这个是奇妙中的奇妙。
It was a miracle.
这是一个奇迹。
Because the veil was very thick.
因为那个幔子是非常厚的。
They say it was over 4 inches thick.
大概有四寸这么厚的幔子。
And yet it said it was torn from the top of the temple right to the bottom.
然而圣经上说那个幔子是从上到下裂为两半。
Because if it's torn from the bottom to the top, this man did it.
因为如果从下往上裂为两半的时候，表示说可能有人去把它撕裂的。
But it was right from the top. Immediately when Jesus said it is finished,The veil torn from the top to the bottom.
但却是在耶稣说成了的那一刻，从上往下裂为两半。
It was a work of God.
是神的工作。
The veil was torn.
幔子被裂开。
What happened when the veil was torn?
当幔子裂开的时候，发生什么事？
Because behind the veil,
因为在幔子后面
was the ark of the covenant.
是那个至圣所的所在。
For thousands of years,
几千年来。
The veil kept a distance between man and God.
这个幔子使得人与神之间有隔绝了。
And every year,
每一年
in September,
在第十月的时候
during the Feast of the Atonement,
九月的时候，在这个赎罪日的时候
only one man,
只有一个人
the High Priest Aaron can walk behind the veil and sprinkle the blood over the ark.
大祭司亚伦可以走到幔子的后面来撒那个血来献上祭。
Every year,
每一年
only once in a year,
只有一年一次
only one man is qualified,
只有一个人够格
to go behind the veil,
能够到幔子后面
to see the Shekinah glory of heaven.
看到神约柜的荣耀。
Only one man.
只有一个人。
In every generation, they handpick one to be the high priest.
每一个世代，他们都亲手选一个人成为那个大祭司。
Something happened.
但是有些事情发生。
It broke the Mosaic tradition.
把那个幔子那个以色列人最重要的传统也被打破了
because God himself said enough is enough
因为神说够了
I've been separated from men for a long time
我跟人分离已经这么久了
now man is born again in his spirit
现在人的里面灵已经重生了
I now can have direct communion with man's heart
我可以跟人的心直接的交流
with Calvary no more avail
在十架上已经再也没有幔子了
separate me from men anymore.
我再也不跟人分开了
God doesn't want separation.
神不要跟人分开
Isaiah 59 verse 1 It was sin that separated us from God
以赛亚书59章1节里面说是因为罪使得人与神分开
But through the blood of the cross It removed the barrier
但是借由十架的宝血那个拦阻被折开了
And now
现在
Everyone
每一个人
Who is born again
重生的人
Can now have direct face-to-face contact with the Ark of the Covenant.
都能够直接跟神面对面来到约柜的面前。
You don't have to be born in a Levi family.
你不需要成为利未的支派才有资格。
You don't have to be born in a priestly family.
你不需要成为祭司的支派才有资格。
Every one of us.
每一个人。
Not just the high priest.
不是只有大祭司可以。
Can now see God face-to-face.
每一个人都可以直接与神面对面。
Can talk to God directly without a mediator.
跟神直接的讲话不需要一个中介人。
Today,
今天
the veil has been broken.
幔子已经裂开。
But yet no one come near God.
但是却没有人来再见主。
No one wants to talk to God face to face.
却没有人要来跟神面对面的讲话。
We still want to meet God from afar off.
我们还要到别的地方去找神。
We don't want to come into the holy of holies.
我们不来到至圣所里面。
But the veil is parted.
但是那个幔子确实已经裂开了。
This is the saddest tragedy in the Christendom.
这是在基督信仰里面最悲哀的悲剧。
Our job, our busyness in life kept us away from God.
我们忙碌的生活里面使得我们没有办法来接近神。
The veil has been parted.
幔子已经裂开了。
God is waiting for us.
神在等我们啊。
But we are not coming near.
但我们就不来找他。
We're not spending enough time in the presence of God.
我们不花时间在神的同在里面。
I remember in the year 1987.
我记得1987年的时候
One night,
有一天晚上
a cloud came into my room.
神的云彩来到我的房间。
And one man stepped out of the cloud.
有一个人站在云彩当中
And I knew he was a son of God.
我知道他是神的儿子
And yet he told me something that I couldn't understand.
他跟我讲一些话我不明白的
And he said, son,
他说孩子啊
I'm lonely.
我很孤单
I said, God,
我说主
You have millions of Christians all over the world. Why you say you're lonely?
全世界有几百万的基督徒你怎么说你很孤单呢
He said, son,
他说孩子
I've visited a few families.
我造访几个家庭
And they have ignored me.
他们却不理会我
I wondered when God visits your home.
我想当神造访你家庭的时候
Have you neglected God?
你有没有忽略神呢
Many times,
很多时候
God came and visited us.
神来造访我们
And we didn't even know.
我们甚至不知道
Sometime in the middle of night,
有人在半夜
you suddenly wake up,
你突然间醒来
and you are so alert,
你这么样的警觉
and you don't understand why,
你却不知道到底为什么会起来
It was a visitation of God.
那些就是神来了
Sometime in the morning,
有的时候在早上
You felt that you need to pray.
你觉得你想要祷告。
But yet you also want to sleep.
但同样你也想要睡觉。
The need to pray was a call of the Spirit to meet Him face to face.
那个想要祷告的需要也在呼召你的灵跟神面对面。
But we have not met Him.
但我们却没有面对他。
When will you meet Him again?
你什么时候面对神呢？
The veil has been parted.
那个幔子已经裂开了。
When will you step from the outer court of the business of your life?
你什么时候才从你忙碌的外院里面进到至圣所
？Step into the holy place.
到至圣所里头。
And remove all the intellect pursuit of internet and everything else.
拿开所有知识的追求。
Remove it.
全部放在一边。
And go into the holy of holies.
进到至圣所里面啊。
And say, God, I'm here for you.
我说主啊，我在这里。
That's what Calvary is all about.
这就是十字架上所代表的。
God has made it easy for us to meet Him face to face.
神使得我们跟他面对面是非常容易的。
God say I'm available.
神说我在这里。
But we say we are not available.
但我们说我没空。
That is the greatest tragedy today.
这是今天最大的悲哀。
Sometimes we say, God, you're so far.
我说神啊，你这么遥远。
God say, my veil has been parted.
神说我的幔子已经裂开。
I can be as near to you as you want.
只要你靠近我，我就可以靠近你啊。
If only you love me.
只要你爱我。
If only we love him.
如果你爱他。
That's what Calvary is all about.
这就是十字架所代表。
An open invitation to come into the presence of the Father.
一个开放的邀请，让大家进来来面对神。
And meet Him face to face.
跟神单独面对面。
This morning when I woke up.
今天早上我起来的时候。
At about 4 o'clock.
四点钟。
I said, God.
我说主啊。
You are so wonderful.
你太美妙了。
I went back to sleep.
我就回去睡了。
After morning breakfast,
然后早上吃完早餐以后
I went back to my bed and rest for a while.
我就躺到床上休息一下
And on my pillow, I said, God,
在我枕头上我说神啊
Today, this morning, I ate a wonderful Japanese bread. Japanese bread.
今天早上我吃了一个非常好的日式早餐
Oh, you want to invite me to your home? Please bring out Japanese bread.
哦，如果你要邀请我到你家去准备日式早餐给我吃
The Japanese bread, I said, God, you are the bread of life.
我拿日式面包的时候，我说主啊，你是生命的面包，生命的粮。
God, I've eaten bread this morning.
我在吃这个面包的时候
，But yet I want to eat your bread.
我虽然在吃这个面包，但是我要吃你生命的粮。
You are better than the Japanese bread.
你比日本面包好吃。
Lord, I want to eat you. John 6:35. You are the bread of life.
约翰福音6:35说你是生命的粮。
God, I want to eat you.
神啊，我要吃你。
God, I'm so hungry.
神啊，我很饥渴。
I want to eat you.
我要吃生命的粮。
I want to taste your goodness.
哦，我要尝到你的美妙。
Are you hungry for God?
你渴慕神吗？
That you want to taste the bread of life.
你要尝到生命的粮吗？
More than physical food.
不只是触摸到的食物而已。
Let's get more hungry for God.
我们来。饥渴。
That's what Good Friday is all about.
这就是这个
The way has been opened.
复活节的意义，因为那个幔子已经被打开，使你可以进来。
And God is waiting.
神在等你。
As the bread of life.
就好像生命的粮。
To feed you.
来喂养你。
That you don't have to be hungry anymore.
你不再感到饥渴。
God is waiting.
神在等待。
To be your provider.
成为你的供应者。
God is waiting.
神在等待。
To be your supply.
供应你需要。
God is waiting.
神在等待。
To be your provision.
成为你的供应。
God is waiting.
神在等待。
To be your source.
成为你的资源。
God is waiting for you.
神在等待。
That's the bread of life.
它是你生命的粮。
Come to him.
来到他的面前。
That's what the cross is all about.
这就是十字架代表的意义。
Father, we thank you this afternoon.
天父，今天我们谢谢你。
We honor your cross.
我们尊荣你的十字架。
But we honor the wonders of your cross.
我们尊荣你十字架的美妙。
You have done so many wonderful things for us.
你为我们做了这么奇妙的大事。
Lord, we pray as we go through the tape again, the CD again.
主啊，当我们在听 CD, 听这个录音带的时候。
We will reflect again on the 10 wonderful things that you have done for us.
你会让我们再一次想到你在十字架上为我们做的十件奇妙的事。
Oh, make us hungry for you again.
哦，让我们再次渴慕你。
That we want the bread of life.
我们要生命的粮。
That the body of Jesus was broken for our wholeness.
耶稣基督的身体为我们而舍了。
Oh God.
哦主啊。
Make us hungry for you.
让我们渴慕你。
Oh God.
哦主啊。
Draw us near you again.
让吸引我们归向你。
By the blood of Jesus.
借由耶稣的宝血。
That we can get in touch with you.
我们能够触摸到。
You are the shepherd of our life.
你是我们生命的
宝藏。We are your sheep.
我们是你的羊。
Feed us with green pastures.
哦，喂养我们青青的绿草。
Oh, we need you, Lord.
我们需要你啊，主。
God, we thank you for your cross.
神，我谢谢你的十字架。
Making these 10 wonders available for us to enjoy.
将这十字架上十个奇妙的事，使得我们可以真实的享受。
Lord, by your grace.
借着你的恩典。
May every one of us become partakers of your grace.
让我们每一个人都成为你恩典的领受者。
We bless you, Lord.
我们称颂你。
And may we not forget what we hear today.
我们使得不会忘记今天所听的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.